Part 2, Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet.
Section A, Conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully, and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the conversation.
Good morning. Sit down, please, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, ma'am.
I have read your letter here. You seem to have done very well at school. Can you tell me something about your schoolwork?
As you can see, my strongest subjects were art subjects. My best subject was history, and my second best was geography. However, my favorite subject was math, and the results I got in the math paper were quite reasonable.
That's true. Now, can you tell me why you think these subjects will help you in this job?
Well, ma'am, I understand that you manufacture computers, prepare software, and advise clients on how to use them. Is that right?
That's right.
And I've been told that working with computers needs a logical mind rather than great skills in mathematics. That's especially true, I believe, when it comes to writing programs. So I think my results show that I have some ability in logic and in mathematics as well.
So, you would like to write material for computers, would you?
Yes, ma'am. That's what interests me most about computers, writing programs. But I think the computer industry itself is still expanding enormously. I'm sure that career prospects in the industry would be very good no matter what sort of job I went into.
I see. Well, thank you. I've enjoyed our talk. We'll be writing to you.
Thank you, ma'am. Good morning. Questions 4 to 7 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation.
Excuse me, could I ask you some questions?
Of course.
I work for an advertising agency, and I'm doing some research. It's for a new magazine for people like you.
People like me? What do you mean?
People between 25 and 35 years old.
Okay.
Right. What do you do at the weekend?
Well, on Fridays my wife always goes to her exercise class. Then she visits friends.
Don't you go out?
Not on Fridays. I never go out on Fridays. I stay at home and watch television.
And on Saturdays?
On Saturdays my wife and I always go sailing together.
Really?
We love it. We never miss it. And then in the evening, we go out.
Where to?
Different places. We sometimes go and see friends. We sometimes go to the cinema or a restaurant. But we always go out on Saturday evenings.
I see. And now Sunday. What happens on Sundays?
Nothing special. We often go for a walk. And I always cook a big Sunday lunch.
Oh, how often do you do the cooking?
Twice a week, three times a week.
Thank you very much. All I need now are your personal details, your name, job, and so on. What's your surname?
Robinson. Questions 8 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Parcel Express, good morning. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'm thinking of sending a parcel to New York next week. Can you tell me what the procedure is, please?
Certainly. When you ring us, we need the following information. The invoice address, that's probably your address, isn't it? And then the pickup address, if that's different. and a contact phone number.
Just a moment. I'm taking notes. Phone number, right.
Then we need the full name, address, and phone number of the person you're sending the parcel to.
Okay. Anything else?
Yes. The weight and dimensions of the parcel. That's height, width, and length. And the value of the goods, and a full description.
Value, description.
Yes, but don't seal the parcel. You need to leave it open so that the driver can check the contents when he collects it. After the recent bombing, the airline said that we'd have to check all parcels. They told us we had to do it.
Fine. Now, last question. How long will the parcel take to get to New York?
1 to 2 working days. There are daily flights at midday. And if we collect the parcel from you at 10:15, then your parcel catches that flight and it'll arrive within 24 hours.
Right. Thank you very much. You've been very helpful.
Not at all. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Section B. Passages. In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the passages carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following announcement. At the end of the announcement, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the announcement.
Attention, all passengers. Platform change. This is a platform change. The train now standing at platform 9 is the 1048 train calling at all stations to Nanjing. Please note, the train on platform 9 is not the 1052 train to Jinan. It's the 1048 train calling at all stations to Nanjing. The 1052 to Jinan will now leave from platform 7. Train announcement. The 11:20 train to Jinzhou from Platform 8 will be subject to a 15-minute delay. I repeat, there will be a 15-minute delay for the Jinzhou train on Platform 8. It will now leave at 11:35, not 11:20. The 11:28 train to Hangzhou has been canceled. We apologize to customers, but due to a signal problem, the 11:28 train to Hangzhou from Platform 15 has been canceled. The 11:32 train to Tianjin is now standing at platform 13. Please note, there will be no restaurant car on this train. I repeat, there will be no restaurant car on the 11:32 to Tianjin now standing at platform 13.
Questions 14 to 16 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage. The International Red Cross and Red Crescent Museum was opened in Geneva in 1988. It tells the story of men and women who, in the course of the major events of the last 150 years, have given assistance to victims of war and natural disasters. The organization was established in 1863 and was based on an idea by a Swiss businessman called Henry Durant. He had witnessed the heavy casualties at the Battle of Solferino in Italy 4 years earlier, in which 40,000 people were killed, wounded, or missing. He had seen the lack of medical services and the great suffering of many of the wounded, who simply died from lack of care. The International Red Cross, or Red Crescent, exists to help the victims of conflicts and disasters regardless of their nationalities. The symbol of the organization was originally just the Red Cross. It has no religious significance. The founders of the movement adopted it as a tribute to Switzerland. However, during the Russo-Turkish War, the Turks felt that the cross could be seen as offensive to Muslim soldiers, and a second symbol, the Red Crescent, was adopted for use by national organizations in the Islamic world. Both are now official symbols. Questions 17 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
At major college or high school sports events, cheerleaders, both male and female, jump and dance in front of the crowd and shout the name of their team, running around yelling, "Go, team, go!" The first cheerleader ever was a man. In 1898, Johnny Campbell jumped in front of the crowd at the University of Minnesota and shouted for his team. He shouted, "Hoorah, Minnesota!" This was the first organized shout, or yell. For the next 32 years, cheerleaders were men only. Cheerleading is not just about cheering. They practice special shouts, dances, and athletic shows. The men throw the women high in the air and catch them. The team members climb on each other's shoulders to make a human pyramid. They yell and dance too. It is like human fireworks. Of course, they may often suffer serious knee and wrist injuries and bloody noses. Cheerleaders have their own contests every year at local, state, and national levels, and the crowd shouts for them. It is not fair to think cheerleading is just being cheerful and lively and having a loud voice. Cheerleading is a sport in itself.
Section C, News Broadcast. In this section, you will hear several news items. Listen to them carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 21 and 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
The bodies of dozens of African immigrants discovered off the Italian coast last week might have been thrown overboard, Italian officials said on Monday. A Coast Guard spokesman said 15 illegal immigrants, all believed to come from Somalia, survived being thrown into the Mediterranean Sea. But one of the survivors, a woman, was in a serious condition. They told the Coast Guard that their boat had left Libya 20 days before with around 100 immigrants aboard. They said most had died during the trip. Last Friday, 7 Africans, including 3 children, died before their boat could reach the island. A further 25 people survived.
Question 23 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 5 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. China has set its sight on putting 3 people into space for a week, the China News Service said on Tuesday. The news agency reported an official as saying that preparations were underway for the next Shenzhou launch. The Shenzhou 6 is expected to blast off within the next 2 years. Shenzhou 5 carried a Chinese astronaut aloft. He circled the Earth 14 times during his 21-hour trip, October 15 to 16, 2003, making China the 3rd country to put a man into space. Questions 24 and 25 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
Gigantic waves of flame that covered entire neighborhoods and filled the skies over Southern California with ash have killed at least 13 people. At least 6 separate wildfires were still burning on Monday morning, all the way from the Mexican border to the suburbs of Los Angeles. They were reported to have destroyed 800 homes and consumed about 120,000 hectares of land. Authorities said they were seeking 2 men in connection with the fires, which they believe were started deliberately.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news.
There has been modest growth in tourism worldwide, despite 2 years of terrorism, war, and disease, and China is the engine driving it, according to the World Tourism Organization. International tourist numbers hit a record 702 million last year, a rise of 2.7% over 2001, the year of the September 11 attacks. France remains the most popular destination, receiving more than 77 million visitors, followed by Spain, the United States, and Italy. China, however, marked 11% growth over that period, attracting 36.8 million international visitors. It ranks fifth among leading tourism nations. By 2020, it will be top, with predictions of 130 million visitors per year. Chinese themselves are also becoming a major force as travelers. According to a Xinhua report, over 16.6 million Chinese traveled abroad last year, up 37% from the previous year. Their numbers are expected to grow to 30 million by the end of the decade and 100 million in 2020.
Questions 29 and 30 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now, listen to the news. Around 40 former military officers in Argentina have been arrested for possible extradition to Spain on human rights charges. The arrest came as the Argentine government struck down the decree prohibiting such extradition, stating all Argentines should be equal before the law. Those detained include a former Navy captain and several other ex-officers suspected of torture or murder during the last period of military rule in Argentina, which ended in 1983.